Phyllis in Texas is working on a bathroom makeover. How can we help you with that project?
Hi, I have a very large bathroom, and I've got a lot of wallpaper. And I'm trying to decide whether I need to pull the wallpaper off the wall before I paint it, or if I should just put more wallpaper up over it. I've taken wallpaper off of my kitchen at one point, which was really kind of a chore.
To say the least.
I'd heard some kind of bad stories about that maybe, you know, the wallpaper will bubble up. And so I'm just, you know, I just don't really know what the best way to do this is and which way to go.
What's your ultimate goal? Do you want new wallpaper or do you want paint? Like, if you could have anything in your world.
I kind of would like to go to the paint at this point.
Okay.
Because I've been in the house about 14 years.
And you're tired of this wallpaper. And you're tired of wallpaper in general.
Period.
Yeah.
you know, I've seen people paint over wallpaper. Please, I've done home makeover shows for 7 years. When you are on a budget and on a time issue, people paint over wallpaper. And it's never a pretty sight. I mean, you end up where you can see the seams regardless of how much you sort of patch over the seams and smooth it out. It's never pretty in the end. And should you get a situation where the adhesive on the wallpaper will eventually wear out, now everything starts peeling off. And if you want to remove that wallpaper later, now you've sort of sealed it all in with paint. And that's going to make the removal process even harder. I say just really, you know, get your act together and get prepared to take that wallpaper down and resurface those walls. Or if you can spare half an inch, cover it up with new drywall.
Oh. Now, that's an idea.
Just forget it's there and cover it up.
It's a really large bathroom. And, you know, it's just, having done it once to a kitchen, it's like, do I really want to do that again? But, yeah, okay. Well, that kind of answered that. So it doesn't ever really work out when you paint over wallpaper. There's no real...
No, because you always see it coming through and it just doesn't look right, Phyllis.
You can prime it as much as you want. It's just, it never looks right. And then in the end, it's like, you'll always know that you skipped a step and you'll hate it. Like, you'll feel sad about the project.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't want to do that because, you know, you spend so much time going in and out and, you know, it you can see it from the bedroom itself. And
right. Now, we always say you're better off to do it once, do it right, and then you don't have to do it again. There's a little tool called a paper tagger that you can pick up. It's about $7, and it scores the wallpaper, and then you put the wallpaper remover on top of that, and it soaks through, and it makes it a bit easier to remove. And if that doesn't work quickly enough for you, you can always rent a wallpaper steamer.
Okay. All right, well, I'll try that and see how we do.
All right, Phyllis, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.